Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, December 4th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here is a look at what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, the landlord to Farouk's residence opened the door and was rushed by a camera-toting group. Then, Hillary says rape victims should be believed, but here are her thoughts about those who accused her husband of sexual assault.
Well, I would say that everybody should be believed at first until they are disbelieved based on evidence.
After that, migrants in Macedonia display an open or die sign at the border. And the administration that gave arms to cartels and Al-Qaeda demands more gun control. That's next.
From my cold, dead hand, you sons of a**s, you got that? You're not getting our firearms. Do you understand? This far and no further with your damn dictatorship. I'm sick of it.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new groundbreaking gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
I think we will eventually get some indication on what that dispute was about. This was a holiday party. Maybe it was called a Christmas party. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many potential triggers here. It's really unclear.
That's right. There's all sorts of triggers here in the United States for people who practice an extremist ideology. That's the issue with inviting a lot of people into your country who do not wish to assimilate to your customs there, as if a Christmas party being offended by a Christmas party could be some sort of a justification for this massacre that took place. Now, he wasn't the only one to allude to these triggers that sort of set this guy off. There was also a criminologist, Casey Jordan, who was speaking with CNN's Don Lemon. She also alluded to the fact that he could have been offended by a Christmas party. And she really went on to suggest that his motive may have also been a personal grudge and that his actions were deliberately planned so it would make it look like it was a terrorist attack, but that it wasn't. Really, his motivations were more of a personal grudge. And, you know, of course, she doesn't really justify how the guy had 6,000 rounds of ammo in his house. And, of course, his bomb-making factory sitting there on standby, according to authorities. You know, calling it a grudge is a bit of a stretch. And also here, that's the issue with, you know, not wanting to offend people. As we have reported yesterday about neighbors who failed to report suspicious activity because they didn't want to appear racist. Okay, so you see something, say something, as long as you know you might not be called a racist for doing so. Now, we know that there must have been some degree of planning because the San Bernardino killers erased their digital presence a day before the attacks. According to law enforcement, they deleted email accounts, they disposed of hard drives, and they smashed their cell phones. In addition to that, the San Bernardino the wife pledged allegiance to ISIS on Facebook. They say that they think it actually occurred while the massacre was happening. The female shooter, Tashmeen Malik, posted a pledge of allegiance to the ISIS leader on her Facebook account. Now, this was actually an account with a different name, and they didn't really go into how they knew that she had made this post. And Facebook actually sent out a message as well saying that she had made another pledge to ISIS on a post that had been deleted beforehand. So there you go. Not a personal grudge there. They are calling this now, treating it like a terror attack. But you know what? It's Christmas that's so offensive. And this is sort of the war on Christmas. We've been seeing it. You know, it ties right into this. Now, universities have also deemed Secret Santa, mistletoe, and the colors red and green to be offensive. So, you know, just like we saw in California, they canceled the Christmas tree lighting ceremony there in San Bernardino. They're also now saying that don't even have red and green in your, you know, holiday celebrations. Make sure it's not a Christmas party in disguise because it could be seen as politically incorrect. And in fact, you're not even allowed to say politically incorrect now. That too is seen as a microaggression. This is according to the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. They say using it as a pejorative term, politically incorrect, is a microaggression. So there you go. I mean, there could be triggered, you could trigger jihadist attacks all over the country just for saying politically incorrect or Christmas or something. So Orwell would be so proud. Now, let's take a look at the extreme lunacy of the state of journalism here in this country today. This is what happened earlier today. Journalists stormed the San Bernardino shooter's apartment after the landlord pried open the door. He said that he was going to let them in, but then they just rushed the apartment. These were news outlets, including MSNBC, BBC, CBS News, and CNN. They were broadcasting live scenes from reporters just rummaging through the house. They were posting people's social security cards. There were driver's licenses. There were private photographs from people that they have no relation to this terrorist attack. They, in one such instance, there was the name, address, and physical description of a person, sensitive information. There were legal documents belonging to someone who wasn't even a suspect in this attack. And so, of course, this is going to be, there's going to be some privacy complaints issued here. Of course, you know, we could have family members now being harassed. So this is quite dangerous. And Kurt Nimmo points out that this is a really bizarre tour of a crime scene that just days earlier, the FBI declared that this was an active crime scene. And so now the FBI is allowing journalists and apparently even some random neighbors to just rummage through this active crime scene. So that is really quite odd. And basically the, you can congratulate Farouk's family now for a slam dunk lawsuit against the media. Of course, there's going to be all sorts of issues, tampering with evidence, possibility inadmissibility in court, things like that. But also there could potentially be some violent harassment coming the way of, people who saw that woman's driver's license. It was apparently the shooter's mother. It had her home address and description and everything right there on the live broadcast. So way to go, MSNBC. And we have Obama's attorney general saying she's going to go ahead and prosecute any actions that lead to violence. So she might want to aim that toward MSNBC, who broadcasted that lady's driver's license there on the news. This is Loretta Lynch. She says violent language directed at Muslims is unacceptable, and she will make sure that they're prosecuted. So she didn't really clarify what actions predicated on violent talk and didn't draw a line between constitutionally protected free speech and violence. So here we are seeing she was speaking in front of a Muslim group there and basically pushing the fact that they're going to use this social justice agenda at the expense of the Constitution. So once again, you know, this is the United States. We go by the constitutional law, not Sharia law. So, of course, this is also underscoring this collectivist idea that the government somehow has the authority to protect the rights of a group rather than the rights of the individual. And even though we saw the total failure of gun control laws there in California, which, of course, has some of the strictest gun laws in the country, total failure, Obama is going to double down on gun control because it doesn't work, even though the White House has admitted that such a law will have absolutely have done nothing to prevent this week's San Bernardino shooting. So this is sort of the liberal logic. Just if it's broke, just keep on doing the same thing. I think that they also say that that's a sign of insanity. And then, of course, Hillary Clinton tweets this out, too, basically tying a Republican senator saying that they're responsible for these terrorist attacks. If you are too dangerous to fly in America, you're too dangerous to buy a gun in America. Now, let's point out the fact that tens of thousands of people are incorrectly on the no-fly list, and they are basically guilty until proven innocent. And so now I guess we're putting the TSA in charge of doling out our rights. So that's quite bizarre. And, you know, also let's not forget the fact that there are about, 75 TSA agents themselves who are on the no-fly list. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense there. So doubling down on the gun grabbing and also doubling down on the open borders and don't be racist, bring in all these Syrian refugees because maybe they may be terrorists, they might not be. Meanwhile, you see some Muslim migrants displaying open or die. They have holding up a banner at the Macedonian border saying open the borders or die. And they're attacking police. So this is the type of thing that we are supposed to just be welcoming here in the country with open arms.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch said Thursday at the Muslim Advocates 10th anniversary dinner, she will take aggressive action against the incredibly disturbing rise of anti-Muslim rhetoric.
Actions predicated on violent talk are not America. They are not who we are. They're not what we do, and they will be prosecuted.
Lynch did not clarify what actions predicated on violent talk means and did not draw a line between constitutionally protected free speech and violence. She also did not pinpoint individuals or groups she believes participate in violent talk. Judge Andrew P. Napolitano notes, the willingness alone to use violence is not criminal. It is only the actual use of violence that is. Thus, it is the manifestation of hatred as lawless violence that may be prosecuted. But the manifestation of hatred as a unifying idea is protected and may not be prosecuted. The First Amendment absolutely bars the government from interference from a person's thoughts or associations prior to any violent activity. Lynch's recent grandstanding before a Muslim group reveals the Justice Department and the Obama administration are promoting the so-called social justice agenda at the expense of the Constitution and the First Amendment. It also underscores the collectivist idea that government has the authority, enforced by its monopoly of coercion and violence, to protect the rights of preferred groups at the expense of the rights of the individual. Meanwhile, the female shooter in San Bernardino posted her allegiance to ISIS on Facebook, while Obama constantly inappropriately takes jabs at the Christian faiths.
Remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ. Less than loving expressions by Christians? I get concerned.
That's right. Let's criticize Christianity on Easter, you piece of crap.
That's a topic for another day.
Why are we supposed to be politically correct while our traditions, rights, country, and very lives are increasingly threatened on a daily basis?
State your name.
I, Loretta Elizabeth Lynch.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
On which I am about to enter.
Of which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch, you do remember swearing in on Frederick Douglass's Christian Bible at your request. You do know it was Frederick Douglass who famously said, I would unite with anybody to do right and with nobody to do wrong. The protection of religious freedom is the cornerstone of American society. And of course, not all Muslims are hell-bent on jihad. But it turns out a percentage of them are. And those psychopaths are in the United States and mixed in with the refugees streaming in as I speak. And they have no clue what American civil rights are, nor do they care.
Maybe No. Hey, listen, you're in my house.
No, President Obama, this is our house. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
And joining me now is David Knight. Now, David, coming up after the break, you're going to be speaking with the attorney of a man who was charged with a felony for passing out jury rights flyers in front of a courthouse. Now, These flyers, they're distributed by the Fully Informed Jury Association. What is so damning in these pamphlets?
Yeah, you need to look, go to FEJA.org and take a look at this pamphlet that strikes fear into the hearts of tyrants, because that's what these guys are. It doesn't matter what he's passing out on the sidewalk, Leanne. It could be the Communist Manifesto, whatever. We have the right to pass these things out. We've seen this happen repeatedly. This is a grassroots movement that is going on across the country. There really isn't any organization or center to it other than just a small website that has this pamphlet and tells you what the law and what the tradition is. And this is one of our most important powers. With this, we can stop tyrannical judges. And understand, when they arrested this guy for simply handing out literature on the sidewalk, they were trying to keep him in jail over the Thanksgiving weekend. They set excessive bail as well. $150,000 bail. Wow. For handing out a pamphlet. That's absolutely outrageous. Of course, he had to put down 10% of that. $15,000 he put on his credit card. So this lawyer that we're going to be talking to, I think, is a real fighter. He has subpoenaed the judge, the prosecutor, the assistant prosecutor, and the magistrate who set that excessive fine. So we're going to talk to him. It's very interesting. But let me briefly tell you that you need to get this and you need to understand what this is truly about. This is the way that you shut down the tyrants in this country. It goes a very long tradition going back to William Penn in England, and then a very long tradition with the colonists in this country. We had both the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists. Both Thomas Jefferson and John Adams both saying this is a vital right of yours. And we've had recent court decisions. In 1972, we had D.C. Court of Appeals said you have the right to do jury nullification. And we've had repeatedly, just as we've talked about, mentioned briefly, the Denver courthouse has lost a second attempt to shut down the same kind of activity in Denver. People simply handing out information. You have a right to do this. It's called free speech. It's called the First Amendment. Courts don't like that. So get that pamphlet. Start your own movement, because all we need is 8% of the people, 1 out of 12, who will stand up and refuse to convict people if the law is being misapplied, if it's an unjust law, not simply about the facts of the cases. The judge will lie to you about this, and they will try to lock people up, but they always lose. And we're going to talk about that when we come back.
Yeah, this is incredible. And they're actually trying to now make this a federal case. And the judge used to actually explain to the jury about jury nullification. But then that, of course, has been omitted. And now he says you have to interpret the law as I'm describing it to you. And that's it.
And if he tries to take this further with this, he's going to have to explain to a jury what this FEJA pamphlet was about. It'll be an interesting catch-22.
This is going to be pretty incredible. So we'll see this kind of worldwide. All right. Thank you, David. So that interview will be coming up. And then, of course, we're going to be showing you some more contest entries for the Make Fun of Hillary contest. And then Alex Jones with his take on what's happening here with the American Caliphate.
Shane Steiner's involvement with InfoWarsLife.com truly happened in an organic way. I went to high school with Shane, his brother, knew his parents well. And he was visiting the office once, hadn't been to the office in years, and said, wow, I notice you're making and selling supplements. Do these really work? Because I've tried a lot of supplements as a workout enthusiast, and I really think most of them are hype. And I said, here, take some home, try it. Well, a few weeks later, he came in blown away and said, I want to buy 3 boxes of this stuff to give my friends and family. It's simply amazing. He said, why does it work so well? And I said, listen, go to InfoWarsLife.com, watch the informational videos with Dr. Group and others. They understand how it all works. I know that it works for me. That's all I understand. The science, the facts, the research, people's testimonials, they're all on InfoWarsLife.com. You can check it out for yourself.
I wanted to go to the gym. I wanted to push myself and work out harder. And that led to me being able to come out and do stuff like the barefooting and the surfing and stuff like that, which what I would never done. I never would have done that 2 years ago.
Shane has said over and over again, more than just libido and energy, it made him want to get into the gym more. It made him want to get in better shape. And believe me, the Steiners have amazing genetics. His brother is a world champion steer wrestler. His dad, Bobby Steiner, is a famous world champion bull rider. They've got natural genetics. But when you added this to the mix, in Shane's own words, it took him to the next level. Shane noticed the mental clarity. Bobby was able to work out longer and gain muscle mass. He's already completely shredded. I gotta admit, for me, the biggest effect has been libido. Now, I've never claimed to have a body like some beach model, but back when I was 20, 22 years old and worked out every day, I looked great. But over the years, and being married, having three kids, and working 18 hours a day, I gained basically 100 pounds. And it's been a long process losing that weight in the last 4 years. But if you look at the photos and the videos of what I looked like 4 or 5 years ago versus today, the results are dramatic. I'd already cleaned up my diet. I was working out hard, but I'd only lost about 20 pounds. It was adding the other key ingredients from InfoWarsLife.com that helped me personally go to the next level and shed another 35 pounds.
This has actually made me feel so good that here lately, about a year ago, I started training jiu-jitsu, and that kind of led to doing some boxing and kickboxing. I mean, it's amazing that 2 years ago, I was on the couch and couldn't even tie my shoes, and now I'm training with MMA fighters and just doing stuff that I never thought that I would be doing ever again. So Super Male Vitality has allowed me to do some amazing things, and if it has those kind of effects for me, I know that it will do great things for you. So just try Super Male Vitality. I promise you, you'll love it.
And finally, let's look at Anthony Gucciardi, InfoWars.com reporter. He also works with Dr. Group and others, helping develop the newest, most cutting-edge, high-quality supplements. Let's take a look at what happened when he tried to barefoot ski for the first time with the Steiners. And remember, we're not making fun of him. He had the will to get in the arena, and he's lost more than 10 pounds in the last few years of fat and gained more than 10 pounds of muscle. And Anthony chalks it up to Super Male Vitality as well. Bottom line, folks, you want to discover the power of Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality for yourself by visiting InfoWarsLife.com today or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Welcome back. We're going to talk to the lawyer, the man arrested in Michigan for passing out literature in front of a courthouse. So you would think that might be First Amendment, but it got the ire of the judge because it was about jury nullification. Joining us now is Dave Coleman, the attorney of the accused, Keith Wood. He is with the Coleman Legal Group in Lansing, Michigan. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Coleman.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your first reaction when you heard about this case.
Well, it's quite surprising. It's you know, as an attorney, you hear lots of clients and lots of different things that are happening, and you're always wondering if you're getting the whole story. And the more we heard and the more the facts came out, it was just astounding to us what happened to this gentleman.
Tell us the facts of the case as you know them.
Well, there was a trial, or I think a few trials, that were scheduled to start last a week or so ago in Mecosta County. And our client had been reading literature and things online and got a hold of a flyer that talks about the rights of jurors and the rights to vote their conscience during trials. And he decided that, well, I'm going to go and hand this out in front of the courthouse and just try to educate people and let them know what their rights are as jurors. And of course, he was just handing it out to anybody who was willing to take it. He didn't know if it was a juror or if it was just somebody working at the courthouse. He didn't know who it was. He was just handing out the information. So that's what he was there doing. And, apparently, a number of jurors did pick up the brochure as they were coming in and were sitting in the jury pool at the, in the courtroom reading the brochure. And the judge asked about the brochure and didn't like what he saw in there. And so one thing led to another. There were a number of requests from a detective and a deputy sheriff. They were asking him to come into the courthouse to speak to the judge. He declined to do that, asked them if he was doing anything wrong, and they said no. And he said, well, I'd just like to stay here and hand out my flyers. And finally, the last time the deputy came out, he said to our client, well, if you don't come in to speak to the judge, we're going to call the city police and have you arrested. He never said what for or anything else, but just threatened him with arrest. So at that point, our client obviously didn't want to get arrested, so he agreed. He went into the courthouse and into the hallway of the courthouse, and it was at that point he actually was questioned by the prosecutor, and the judge was there, and the judge ordered the deputy sheriff to arrest him for jury tampering, and the judge never spoke to our client or had any interaction with him, and he was arrested. He stayed in jail all day. Later in the afternoon, they brought him in front of a magistrate who set a $150,000 bond.
Wow.
For handing out a juror.
Wow.
Pushed a flyer about your rights as jurors. Unbelievable.
Mr. Coleman, I seem to remember that we have a First Amendment about free speech, and then I also remember that we have prohibitions in the Bill of Rights about excessive bail and excessive
Absolutely.
Fines.
Article 8.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable that a $150,000 bond would be posted. And remember, this was just a day or so before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
I think that the obvious intent was to make him stay in jail over the long weekend and miss Thanksgiving.
And tell us about the defendant, Keith Woods. He has a little bit of a background of him personally.
Sure. He's a young father. He's in his late 30s. He has seven children.
Mm.
He has his own insurance brokerage business and that he's been running for a couple of years now. He's not a wealthy person by any stretch.
Mm-hmm. Former pastor, right?
Right, former pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Had moved into the Big Rapids area and just, you know, was interested, had heard about some cases that were going on. And there was a farmer, an Amish farmer up in Mecosta County, who was being prosecuted for violating wetlands laws and I guess filling in an area of his property so he could grow crops, and then was being prosecuted for doing that. And so there were a number of people upset about that all through the community. And so that's what kind of got him interested in it. And he started.
It offends his basic sense of justice as a former pastor, as a father. He doesn't want to see this kind of stuff going on. But of course, there was nothing about that particular case in this pamphlet. I've got the pamphlet right here.
Right.
We printed it out. It's a feature pamphlet. It's been around for years. And one of the first things that I did when I came to work here for InfoWars, it was part of a contest. And the person I talked to is an activist, longtime activist, retired college professor, Julian Heichlin. And he was going around the country handing out pamphlets, and he's getting arrested all over the country, not just in New York and other places. One of the interesting things about it was that they usually would drop the charges. He was very concerned that he would get injured when they came to arrest him. So when they would start to approach him, he would literally lay down on the ground and put his hands out, and he would have somebody filming him because he said, that's where they're really going to hurt you. They're going to slam you to the ground. He was an elderly man at the time. And so he was going around all over the country doing this, but he would stand up for his First Amendment rights. You know, it doesn't matter if this was a pamphlet on Marxism. He has a right to hand that out, and it's a generalized pamphlet. There's nothing specific about any particular case. The same thing that Dr. Heichlin was doing everywhere he went.
Right, exactly. And people need to understand this isn't really an issue about jury nullification. This is an issue of free speech.
Yes, exactly.
He was standing on the public sidewalk. It's a public forum, and he has the right to give out general information or his opinion, right or wrong. I mean, people can disagree on whether the information in the pamphlet's correct or not.
Yes.
So what? It's free speech. He has the right to express his opinion.
That's the crux of the issue, isn't it? That the judge doesn't want people to actually use and express their opinion. He doesn't want jurors to be informed. He doesn't want them to be informed with this, and that's what he really hates. So the interesting thing is what happens next. You've got a preliminary hearing on Tuesday. Tell us what may happen at that point.
Right. Well, let me mention, too, that all the jurors that had received the flyer and were in the courthouse, the court officer confiscated all the flyers from the jurors that were in the courtroom. They took them all away from them.
Hmm.
And I find that very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is in Michigan, we have case law that says very clearly that juries have the right to vote their conscience and to vote someone not guilty, regardless of what the law is. They have the absolute right to do that.
Is that in the Michigan Constitution where it says
that? Well, it's not in the Constitution, but there's case law in Michigan that supports that. Now, what happened, these cases deal with situations where defendants were asking judges to give jury instructions about jury nullification. And so the cases all say that a judge cannot be forced to give an instruction to this effect, but it upholds the right of individuals and jurors to find somebody not guilty, regardless of what the elements are of a crime or anything else, just based on their conscience and sense of fairness and decency.
And that is a long-established principle, and we talked about that just before the interview. And we had a situation in New Hampshire where judges were making recriminations against attorneys who would try to inform jurors of what their full rights and duties were under the law. And so they passed a law that would not force the judges to tell juries about that, but would prevent them from making recriminations against attorneys who did.
Right. But here in Michigan, we have case law right on point, and all Mr. Wood was doing was exactly that. He was saying that here's information about your rights as a juror, and this is information the judge won't tell you about, which is exactly what our case law says. The judge won't tell them about it, but jurors have the right to exercise this power. And that's all he was doing. So this is completely legal. They may not like it, and I understand that, but, you know, the answer to speech is not arresting people or shouting them down like on college campuses these days. The answer to speech is more speech.
Yes,
you know, if you think you're right, and if you think you have a better, you know, take on an issue, well, then be persuasive and stand up and give your speech. And, of course, I think the judge in this case was in a unique position to exercise his speech. He could have instructed the jury or given curative instructions or done all, he had all kinds of options. He didn't have to arrest our client for simply exercising his constitutional right. It really is ridiculous.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens, because if they decide to go ahead with this case, they're going to be caught in the uncomfortable catch-22 position of having to have a jury trial where they're going to have to explain to people what this is all about, jury nullification.
Right, exactly. Now, you mentioned the hearing on Tuesday. It's actually been moved to Thursday morning.
Okay.
And at this point, now another issue has come up, because we received the police reports late yesterday. And in the police reports, it came out that when our client was brought into the courthouse and then arrested in the hallway, the prosecutor of the county was also there, and he questioned our client prior to him being arrested.
Now, we don't have much time, but I understand you subpoenaed the judge.
Yeah, we actually subpoenaed the judge, the magistrate who set this ridiculous bond, and the prosecutor and the assistant prosecutor, who police reports indicate they were involved in this whole process before the arrest. So we've subpoenaed all of them to come as witnesses at the hearing next week. So that should be interesting also.
That should be very interesting. Thank you so much. We're going to be back in touch with you. Thank you so much, Mr. Kalman, and thank you for what you're doing to keep free speech and the Bill of Rights alive in your area of the country. Thank you.
You guys have the exclusive for, which is a product called Deep Cleanse. And why I'm so excited about it is it's a unique formula, almost like the iodine crystals. We have two unique products that nobody in the world has. One of the most amazing ingredients in the world, and it's called Shilajit, and it's actually known as blood of the mountain or rock sweat, because thousands of years ago, as a matter of fact, this ingredient was only given to the elite of the elite. Thousands of years ago, up in the Himalayan mountains and in Tibet.
And we wanted to put this in stuff for a couple of years, but we couldn't get an organic form.
Right. I mean,
so let's explain. I mean, this stuff's so good, we couldn't put it out for years.
Right. So I had to actually, it's kind of like the iodine crystals, finding a source deep in the earth that we could get the cleanest source available. But in Tibet and in Nepal and in the Himalayan mountains, thousands of years ago, they watched these monkeys, and during the summer months, the monkeys would go up into the mountains.
Now you're being racist against monkeys.
And they would pick this black substance from the mountains. And so, in Russia, they actually, it grows in Russia in the mountains and in the Himalayas and only in the summer. And Shilajit is actually the decomposition of up to 7,000 different medicinal herbs. So it decomposes, all these different herbs decompose in the Himalayan mountains and the volcanic soil up there. And what happens in the summertime.
So it's almost like an oil from.
Yes, it's high in fulvic acid, it's high in humic acid.
Because they're always claiming oil is really from decomposed animals and plants. There is some oil that is based from fossils, but most of it's really abiotic. But so this is a true fossil source? I mean, explain it to me.
It is it's really the decomposition, like I said, of over 7,000 different medicinal herbs and plants, and with the rocks and the pressure deep in the mountains, it freezes and during the summertime and the pressures build it up.
It oozes out.
It oozes out. So it literally oozes out of the mountain.
It's like rock sap.
It's like rock sap. It's black and it's highly nutritious. Even in the 1980s, when the Olympic athletes in Russia were accused of being on steroids, they found out that they were actually been given Shilajit because it works as an anabolic as well. and it builds muscles. It's a big dose in there. The second big main ingredient in there is a volcanic zeolite concentrate. And what this formula is designed to do, the shilajit and the zeolites have a real strong negative charge. All the metals and chemicals and PCBs and VOCs have positive charges. So these go in, they grab it, and then they safely eliminate it through the body so you can become healthy. I mean, this is an amazing formula. I wish I actually had it, but because this was an exclusive InfoWars Life product, you're the only one in the world that has this formula now. And, you know, there is going to be a limited supply available when you sell out because you can only harvest this once a year.
How do people take it? How is it recommended that this be done? Just a daily dose?
Yeah, daily dose. The instructions are on the label. You know, of course, I kind of modify it for each individual. It depends on what your lifestyle is. I mean, honestly, the best thing to do is for you to avoid all these chemicals and toxins in your environment and try to identify them and start slowly reducing them. But personally, I'm going to probably take it every day, every other day, and I'll probably go with about a dropper full to maybe two dropper fulls. And I don't expose myself to any chemicals.
InfoWarsLife.com. Please also support our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors or become a sponsor and spread the word. Because these aren't just great products. This is how we fund this independent operation. We're not taxpayer funded like MSNBC or NPR, and neither is your local station. So support them, folks. This is a war.
Well, someone finally did it. Someone finally called out Hillary Clinton on her hypocrisy. A woman actually said, hey, you know, you keep saying that rape accusers should be believed. What about your husbands?
Say that all rape victims should be believed. But would you say that about Jonita Broderick, Kathleen Wiley, and or Paula Jones? Should we believe them as well?
Well, I would say that everybody should be believed at first until they are disbelieved based on evidence.
Hillary no likey that. She doesn't like being called out on her hypocrisy. Do you see how awkward she was sitting there? So I'm sure she's going to say, well, I already answered that question, moving along. But you know what else Hillary doesn't like? She doesn't like being the butt of your jokes. And that's, of course, why we have the Make Fun of Hillary contest. Make fun of Hillary and defend the First Amendment. So here are some of your submissions. And, of course, we're going to be announcing the winners here in just a couple of weeks.
How's Bill doing? I'm sorry I asked you that. Whatever happened to those emails did you wipe from your server?
What, like with a cloth or something?
No, not really, but we can figure this one out. We all cringe when we see you smile. It's kinda creepy when you stare for a while. I know you freak when you leave Bill at home. Sometimes you just gotta leave a dollar phone. And I thank you for being on Alexa.
By his own admission, while people who risk their lives, we have a right to report a photo of that one that hosts it. We want to.
But, you know, Hillary tells us that there's guns running all over America. There's just guns running everywhere. So I bought a bunch of these nets, and I'm passing them out. So would you be willing to volunteer, like, for the next 10 hours and just walk around with a net? And when you see a gun, you'll just kind of swoop it up?
It'll come back empty.
You're good. But there's supposed to be guns. You know, Hillary says there's guns running all over America. So this is a net to try to catch them. There's guns running all over America. She said there's guns running all over America. Bam! 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 Bam!
That's why I support marriage for lesbian and gay couples.
I'm going to give you a quote about marriage, and I want you to tell me who you think said it. Marriage has got historic, religious, and moral content that goes back to the beginning of time, and I think a marriage is as a marriage has always been between a man and a woman. Who said that? I'm going to tell you who said this quote. Hillary Clinton.
not just straight people getting married, but gay people who want to announce their unions. Do you think New York State should recognize gay marriage?
No. I believe that marriage is not just a bond, but a sacred bond between a man and a woman.
Free speech? How dare you think you can have free speech? I'm the only one who can have free speech. Don't you take piss out of me, you goddamn nincompoops. I stand for what is holy. I am the goddamn goddess. How dare you? Can you see what it's done to me over the years? I am the only one. I am the one that you should listen to, should vote for. I am the only one who can have free speech. You're the only ones. You must do as I say. And don't you take the piss out of me. And don't you listen to them nincompoops at InfoWars, because they are just goddamn brainless. InfoWars. You hear me? InfoWars? How dare you? How dare you be right? How dare you? You're just bad. You're bad and you're going to concentration camps. I mean, you'll be disappointed. No, we'll correct you. We will correct you because we are right. I'm right. Hillary Clinton is right. I am right. No free speech for any of you. You listen to me. InfoWars.com.
Still defends you.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to make this short and sweet. The news articles, the video clips are all on InfoWars.com backing up the information I'm about to lay out. 4 million refugees in the last 2 years, mainly out of Syria, who were an invading Sunni force, who the Russians and others have defeated, are being allowed north up through Turkey to come into Europe. A large portion of them are former ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and al-Nusra fighters. They are also being flown by aid organizations into the United States by the tens of thousands as well, and they want to bring in hundreds of thousands. Most Muslims are not terrorists. They're not connected to groups, but these are Sunni Wahhabists on record attacking all over Europe, threatening to attack Macedonia, attacking trains, attacking French theaters, attacking recruiting centers here. And so I keep racking my brain, why would Obama and Hollande and Merkel and all of them keep bringing these people in at record levels despite the fact that it's so incredibly unpopular and their own countries are about to throw them out of office? This is causing a rebellion across the board, even in the left. Why is this happening? Because there's an alliance with the totalitarian left and radical Sunni-based, Saudi Arabian-based, Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups like ISIS and al-Nusra. And that's why when you have the Fort Hood attacks, and that's why when you have with 14 dead, and this new attack in San Bernardino with 14 dead, and 130-something dead in France, and all the rest of it, they try to say it's not Islamic terror. And our media is so controlled, it took them 2 days to admit it was Islamic terror, when we knew, and Michael Savage knew within 2 hours their names, who they were, their connections to Facebook, and pledging allegiance to ISIS. So I'm shooting this Facebook mentions and a YouTube on Friday afternoon. I'll be shooting reports all weekend breaking this down. But it all hit me. I sat around wargaming it with some of the smarter minds. Everybody's really smart around here, but we really wargamed it. And they're bringing in a large shadow army of people they don't command, but people they know in their psychological breakdowns, in their assessments, in their algorithms, in their actuaries, in their wargaming will end up attacking. And there are, there have already been a bunch of attacks. They've got to cover up the early ones while the groups get in place. And then they can have the religious leaders in Saudi Arabia and others call for the attacks at the time they want, and it will begin. And then when all hell breaks loose, the pattern is, like in France and Germany, ban people's free speech that are against open borders, ban the nationalist speech, let the leftists march, declare civil emergency, martial law, which they've now done in France and basically Germany,
and then just bring in even more numbers and let them attack, and then say you culturally have to give up all of your true Western liberal values of open society for the new authoritarian liberalism, where you can't have free speech because it offends the Muslims. And then they can have the radical Muslims bully all the other Muslims. This is just bullying totalitarianism, and it's clearly happening, because normally it would be political suicide for presidents and prime ministers and chancellors to bring in millions of people who a large percentage of are radical and came from countries they just invaded and killed 300,000 people like Syria. But they know they're bringing the Arab Spring here, because Al Gore said 3 years ago, he said, we need an Arab Spring in America, basically with socialists. So they're going to use this to kick off the civil unrest, the Black Lives Matter, Soros, same group funding Arab Spring, same group funding Ukraine. And then out of the crisis, they'll bring in the civil emergency to ban everybody's freedoms. But they don't want people to know there's this ISIS / al-Nusra / al-Qaeda sleeper cell way of coming in until it's built up to its mass force. That's, again, a Pentagon military. It's not really even a Pentagon term. It goes back to German field marshals and others, even before von Bismarck. They want to build up their mass first and their command and control. And, man, I'm telling you, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands in the U.S., millions in Europe, large percentages of military-age men who we know fought. The government's letting them in with fake passports or no passports. Airplanes are landing, CBS News, with 140-something people with no passports, and the feds just say, we don't know who you are. You're free to walk through. Citizens are torn apart, interrogated, bag searched. If I had a fake passport, I'd serve 10 years in prison, and so would you. It's a serious felony. I mean, this is something big, folks. This is worse than I thought. This is the false flag to let them in, have the terror attacks take place, and then take all our freedoms. Comment below. Let me know what you think. Let's brainstorm this. But bottom line, our elite have gone totally insane. They have a suicide wish for the West, or they're going to manage all this and think they've suspended common sense and logic that, hey, our government brings them in. They're to blame when they attack. Don't take my rights. Don't take my guns. But they've suspended logic, and they're saying, oh, we're going to take your guns, even if this guy bought guns legally, did a background check. It's your fault, gun owners. It's your fault. They're going ahead against us. It's really happening. And it's so bizarre how much these elitists, these Ford Foundation people, hate America and hate Europe and hate true renaissance and true freedom for women. Where are the feminist groups? Where are the liberals? Where are the conservatives, the ones that wanted to get rid of our rights to be safe? We're not safe getting rid of our rights. Donald Trump's wrong on that when he says more surveillance will keep us safe. They've got total surveillance over everybody, except the radical Islamicist. I sent Joe Biggs and crew up. They're up there right now. It was on TV today. It's made news around the country, covering these Islamic training camps that they admit are in the U.S. And I got a call. They got calls by the Homeland Security head of the state police. And it's like, how do you have my number? How do you know where they're at? They go, well, we're just tracking you by your phones. How do you know who my crew are? Well, we just check the records. But you don't know who the Islamists are coming in, and you don't know when they're on Facebook pledging allegiance to ISIS to kill everybody. And they went to the Christmas party and said, are you Christian? Are you Jewish? And then blew their heads off. And I've seen mainstream media go, well, one guy was Christian. He talked about it. Maybe he deserved it. This is like, you got a Christmas tree? Bam, you're dead. Liberals are like, yeah, you die. Yeah.
And we heard that from a relative. They were contacting us, reaching out, saying, you guys got to get the real story.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, this is just freakish. But look, all that aside, they're bringing in the sleeper cells. It's real. They're going to use the crisis. See, if fire ants climb up your leg, one or two might get out of whack and sting you first. That's how you know they're coming up your leg. But if they're well-ordered, they wait till 100 or so get on you, all up your legs. Then they release a pheromone that's instantaneous. They smell it feet away, that to all sting at once. And then they... And you get hit with stingers. A few fire ants are stinging first. And so the media is like, oh, the attacks at the Army, Navy, Marine Corps centers aren't. Oh, the attack in Garland isn't. Oh, the attack on this train isn't. The attack on these cops aren't. Oh, the attack on the theater isn't. Oh, the attack on the train isn't. Oh, the attack on the newspaper isn't. With RPGs, they cover it up so that the fire ants can get all over us and then, bam, hit us at once. And the government's like, oh, my God, civil emergency. We're going to protect you. They'll probably hit Iran or Iraq, groups that aren't even involved with Saudi Arabia and the Sunnis. I predict when this happens, they're going to hit the people that haven't done anything to us, just like 9/11. That's how dumb they think we are. But folks, this is our best thinking on this. You know we know our stuff. What do you think? They're bringing in the sleeper cells right now. They're going to let them hit us. Bottom line, that means this government at the top is complicit in the terror attacks and is working out of this area of the world
through Syria, to bring in the Saudi Arabians through Iraq, through Syria, to come into Europe, to go in and attack, and to fly into Europe, and to walk into Europe, and to come into Germany, and to fly into the United States, and to fly in through here and come up through Mexico, setting us up. And as we get hit all over the country, Tennessee, Texas, California, New York, as we get hit, they say, there's no terror attack. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. If you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now we're standing outside of the Islamic Center of America. Right behind me is the largest mosque in the United States. Now I have with me a local resident who is from this area, and he has some very interesting stuff to say about what happened after the Paris attacks.
I found out till be later were fireworks, and in the streets, I did not see the people. However, it was several blocks away from me, within maybe 4 or 5 blocks from my house. People were shouting Allah Akbar, and that was...
Wow, they had fireworks going, they were screaming Allahu Akbar, and basically celebrating the attacks that happened in Paris.
Yes, sir, and that was quite disturbing to me, especially living in America. That is just, that's unacceptable. I mean, how can you, I don't know, I'm sorry, I just don't understand how people can celebrate death.
That's completely mind-blowing. The fact that, in Turkey they had that soccer game and they asked for a moment of silence. The crowd started screaming Allahu Akbar again. So this is stuff that we're seeing all over the place. You know, we're being told this is a peaceful religion, but then you see people like this doing that and completely tarnishing it. That's crazy. You have anything else to say about what you noticed at night?
Just that I'm keeping locked and loaded on my dresser, sir.
Thanks for watching the show tonight. If you are watching us on YouTube, be sure and hit the subscribe button and show your support and take us to the next level. We certainly appreciate it. We'll see you here again Monday, 7 p.m. Central.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there.
InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.